Isonto lesibili namhlanje kule series yethu edila nevangeli. Ngathi sizoba namasonto mhlawumbe awu 7 sikhuluma ngalendo. Saqala ke last week ukukhuluma ngendaba yesono. Sisichaza ukuthi siyini nokuthi yini uNkulunkulu abe nenkinga engaka ngaso. Namhlanje ngizokhuluma ngizobuza umbuzo ukuthi abantu bangakwazi ukuyi-improve, bangakwazi nabantu ukuyisiza kule nkinga yesono esayendlala ngesonto eledlule. Ngesonto elizayo sokhuluma ngendaba yokufa nesihogo okuyi-punishment yesono. So ke amasonto amathathu okupenda esimbi sithombe esesabekayo ngaphambi kokuthi sikhulume ngeyindaba ezimnandi zokufa kukaJesu efa endaweni yabantu, ukuzalwa kabusha, ukungcweliswa, ukukhula ke ekwahlukaneni nesono, ufunda ukuphila impilo engcwele nesethembiso sokungena ezulwini. Ilapho esiya khona. Namhlanje ke ngifuna ukubuza lo mbuzo ukuthi sesibonile ukuthi abantu bayizoni. Khona yini abangakwazi ukuzenzela khona bona? Uma usibona isona ukuthi siyinkinga, abantu phela bayakwazi ukusolva iyinkinga. Ikakhulukazi uma sebehlangene, behlanganisa iyingqondo, beyimisele ngempela ukuyenza into. Abantu bayakwazi ukuzenza izinto. Nale nkinga yesono, bangakwazi yini ukuyisolva? Ngaphambi kokuthi uphendule umbuzo, ngifuna ukukhumbuza ukuthi last week sasichaza kanjani isono. Sathi okokuqala isono siwukwaphula umthetho kaNkulunkulu. Akusikhona nje ukwenza okubi komunye umuntu noma okwenza kuwena, kodwa noma ingabe kuthiwa awenzanga lutho olubi komunye umuntu, nawe awuzange uyilimaze nanoma ingayiphi indlela, kodwa uma waphule umthetho kaNkulunkulu wenze isono. UJohane usichaza kanjalo kuJohane wokuqala 3:4, bonke abenza isono bayaweqa umthetho ngokuba isono siwukweqa umthetho. Saveza ukuthi siweqa umthetho kaNkulunkulu ngezenzo ezizenzayo, siweqa ngama-attitude esinawo ey'nhliziyweni zethu nasey'ngqondweni zethu, siweqa nje nangesimo sethu njengabantu, indalo nje yethu uma uNkulunkulu esibuka siyizoni ngoba sizalwa isoni u-Adam. And then sakhuluma ngokuthi into eyenza isono sibe yi-big deal kuNkulunkulu noma singayona i-big deal kubantu, abantu bengaboni ukuthi yini kangaka ngesono, ingenxa yokuthi uNkulunkulu akayibuki izinto ngamehlo abantu abayibuka ngawo. Kodwa uNkulunkulu ungcwele, umuntu ukala izinto ezinhle nezimbi ngokwe-character yakhe. UNkulunkulu i-character yakhe ingcwele ngokuphelele, kakukho sono kuNkulunkulu. Ngakho ufuna bonke abantu babe ngcwele njengalokhu yena engcwele. Yingakho nokudla nje isithelo uNkulunkulu athe singadliwa siyinto efanelwe ukufa nesihogo, ngoba uNkulunkulu o-perfect akawamukeli amaphutha afanelwe ukugwetshwa. Sabona nokuthi izono zonke umuntu asuke ezenza noma ingabe uzenza kwabanye abantu noma uzenza kuyena, usuke ezenza kuNkulunkulu. Zonke izono they are against uNkulunkulu. Yingakho uNkulunkulu esicasukela kangaka isono, siphoxa yena, siziba owakhe umthetho, sidelela yena, sishaya sengathi akekho yena. Ngakho uNkulunkulu udiniwe emazulwini ngenxa yezono. Inkinga ke leyo, singakwazi ni ukuyisiza njengabantu? Namhlanje ngifuna ukukhuluma amaphuzu amabili ukuphendula lo mbuzo. Okokuqala, ngifuna ukuthi sistakile kulento yokona. Asikwazi ukuyidakulula. Sitrephekile, sibambekile kuyona, asinandlela yokuphunyuka kulento yokona. Bese ngitsho kwesibili, even noma ke uNkulunkulu esesinikeza indlela yokuthi singaphunyuka esonweni, asikwazi ukuhamba kuyona. Siyahluleka ukungena ngalelo sango, siyahluleka ukuhamba kuleyo ndlela, asiyifuni kwayona. Asikwazi ukuyitakulula ngokwethu, nendlela uNkulunkulu asinikeza yona asikwazi ukuyamukela ngokwethu ngakho sisitakhe okwangempela endabeni yesono si hopeless asinandlela yokuyisiza kule nkinga yesono ngifuna ukupenda leso sithombe namhlanje ngicela ukuqala ke sivule kwabase Roma ku chapter 8 ngaphambi kokuthi umuntu aunderstand umusa kaNkuluNkulu ensindisweni kuyasiza ukuthi asunderstand kahle isimo ayekusona ukuze umuntu azi ukuthi wenzelweni ngesikhathi etakulwa kuyasiza ukuthi umkhombise ukuthi ube stuck kangakanani aga understand umuntu insindiso mayingazi ukuthi inkinga abekuyona ibinkulu kangakanani Romans 8 sizofunda uverse 7 no 8 ukuveza lento yokustakha kwethu esonweni yokungakwazi ukuyeka ukona okokuqala into zoyibona kuverse 7 ukuthi asimthobeli uNkulunkulu futhi asikwazi ukumthobela verse 7 ngokuba ukucabanga komuntu esenyameni umuntu ongakholwa kuwubutha kuNkulunkulu lokhu akuthobeli umthetho kaNkulunkulu futhi akusoze kwawuthobela umuntu akakwazi ukuthobela umthetho kaNkulunkulu akasoze futhi akwazi isono sisichaze ngokuthi ukwaphula umthetho kaNkulunkulu lithi leli vesi ke manje yebo kunjalo impela abantu bayizaphula umthetho zomthetho kaNkulunkulu futhi ayikho into abangayenza ngalokho abasoze bakwazi ukuthobela umthetho kaNkulunkulu ngokwabo basitakile kulento indalo yabo ibenza bawaphula umthetho kaNkulunkulu ngezenzo zabo ngendlela yabo yokucabanga ngezinto ezisenhlizweni yabo futhi kuyohleze kunjalo abakwazi ukuyitakulula kuleyo nto abakwazi ukuyishintsha abakwazi ukuthobela umthetho kaNkulunkulu abasoze bakwazi ukuthobela it is impossible for umuntu ukuthi avume ukuthi uNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu uyinkosi ehlele ngenzansi avume ukulawulwa uyena ayeke eyakhe intando enze ekaNkulunkulu intando akuvumi enhlizweni yomuntu ukuthi azenzele leyo nto ngaphandle kokulekelelwa uNkulunkulu Mawubuyela eqaleni kaverse 7 uthi ngokuba ukucabanga komuntu esenyameni kuwubutha kuNkulunkulu uhostile umuntu uNkulunkulu umbona njengesitha uNkulunkulu akamboni njengento ethandekayo ethembekayo elungile ahalela ukusondela kuyona kodwa umuntu umbuka uNkulunkulu njengento yokubalekelwa njengento ethreatnishayo njengento yokuhlehla kuyona akamthandi uNkulunkulu uthanda ezinye izinto akayithandi lemthetho kaNkulunkulu uzizwa uzizwe ngathi ushayela umthetho uya oppresswa uNkulunkulu ekhuluma umbona uNkulunkulu engathi unendluzula ufuna ukungenelela empilweni yakhe amlawule ufuna ukuzenzela nangeyakhe indlela akathandeka uNkulunkulu emehlweni nomuntu ongakholwa ngakho ngokwendalo umuntu unehostility unobutha kuNkulunkulu umbona njengesitha uNkulunkulu kunjengeyilwane mawucabanga ibhubesi nezinyamazana inyamazana isoze libona ibhubesi njengomngani nebhubesi alisoze libona inyamazana njengomngani inyamazana libona njengento yokubanja idliwe inyamazana ibona ibhubesi njengento yokubalekelwa ngoba liyingozi liyabulala kunjalo nakumuntu noNkulunkulu kunobutha obukhona obuqubuka ekujuleni kwenhliziyo yomuntu akathandeka uNkulunkulu emehlweni nomuntu noma ngasho ngomlomo athi umuntu uyamthanda uNkulunkulu enhliziyweni yakhe akuvumi lisho njalo leli vesi lithi umuntu ngokucabanga kwakhe esesenyameni engakakholwa ukucabanga kwakhe kuwubutha nje kuNkulunkulu uyamzonda uNkulunkulu Uma bethe bamzondi ubona ukuthi mayehla ezoba umuntu emhlabeni bambethele siphambanweni noma ubengafika namanje indodana kaNkuluNkulu abantu abangakholwa noma ngomlomo bethi bayamthanda uNkulunkulu mese laphambi kwabo bafisa asuke phambi kwabo ngoba abamthanda indlela yona iphikisana nezono zabo iphikisana nentando yabo nezinto abafuna ukuzenza bona akathande kuNkulunkulu inhliziyo yomuntu inobutha against yena uverse 8 usumbela kakhulu lo mgodi uverse 7 abese umbile vele uthi ngokuba ababuswa imvelo abanaka umthokozisa uNkulunkulu abantu abasabuswa imvelo yabo abantu abangakazalwa kabusha abangakaguqulwa abanaka umthokozisa uNkulunkulu azikho izinto abangazenza eyithokozisa uNkulunkulu abakwazi ukuthokozisa uNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu udale indalo yonke eyidalela udumo lwakhe uthi zonke izinto abantu abazenzayo ngisho noma ezincane kanjani noma ngabe bayadla noma bayaphuza abenzele konke udumo likaNkulunkulu sabantu abadalelwe ukuthokozisa uNkulunkulu kodwa umuntu ngokwemvelo akakwazi ukwenza lokho ku-impossible kuyena ayikho into akwazi ukuyenza eyintando kaNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu athokoze ngayo zonke izinto umuntu azenzayo zimbi emehlweni kaNkulunkulu ku-impossible kuyena ukuyibeka esimweni la khona engathokozisa uNkulunkulu umuntu ocabangayo uzothi at this point ushukuthini pho ngemsebenzi emihle abantu abayenzayo khona izinto ezinhle abantu abazenzayo noma bengakholwa uyamfica umuntu ongakholwa esiza umuntu ohluphekile uyamfica enza izinto eyiselfless eyilimazana ngezinye izikhathi ukuze kusizakale abanye abantu uyambona enza izinto ezinhle uzomkhumbula uIsaya ethi uIsaya 64 verse 6 sonke siphenduke saba njengongcolileyo zonke izenzo zethu eyilungileyo seyifana neingubo eyingcolileyo sonke sesibune njengeqabunga nobubi bethu busiphephula njengomoya uthi uIsaya ngisho nezinto ezinhle ezizenzayo emehlweni kaNkulunkulu ziphenduke zafana njengengubo engcolile zizinto ezinyanyekayo uPaul ekhona la kwabase Roma chapter 14 asinikeza umqondo ukuthi kwenziya kanjani lokho yini uNkulunkulu angajabuli nangemsebenzi emihle abantu abangakholwa bayenza ngoba ikhona khona izinto ezinhle abazenza yabantu nathi siyayibona uthi uPaul eRomans 14 uverse 23 kodwa ongabazayo nqa edla bekhuluma indaba yokudla ukudlo bekade kuhlatshewe lapha emathempelini uthi ongabazayo ma edla wehlulelwe ngokuba konke okungaveli ekukholweni kuyisono yonke into umuntu ayenzayo engaveli ekukholweni isono yonke into ayenzayo umuntu ingasuki ekuboneni uNkulunkulu ngalendlela azambule ngayo akholwe uNkulunkulu amethemba uNkulunkulu afune ukumthokozisa uNkulunkulu ayithobe phansi kaNkulunkulu izinto azenzayo afuna ukuzenzela udumo lwakhe uNkulunkulu uPaul ayisamaraza yonke lento ngokukholwa yonke into oyenza ngaphandle kwaleso simo sokuzehlisa kuNkulunkulu wethembele kuyena ufuna usizo lwakhe into enozenzayo ufuna udumo lwakhe into enozenzayo konke okwenza ngaphandle kwaleso simo kuyisona ngoba ukwenza ngezinye izinhloso noma kukuhle mhlawumbe umuntu ukwenzela olwakhe udumo ngizosiza abantu abahluphekile khona abantu bezongazi ukuthi ngilunge kangakanani bangivotele noma ngizobasiza abantu abahluphekile khona abantu bezobona ukuthi uAllah noMohammed bahlakaniphe kangakanani futhi bawusizo wanganani emphakathini manje uyenzela lento udumo likaNkulunkulu ukuthi uAllah iyanyanyeka kuNkulunkulu nalesenzo sakhe sihle sokusiza abahluphekile siyanyanyeka ngoba asenziwa ekukholweni uNkulunkulu weqiniso asenzelwa udumo likaNkulunkulu Asiceli amandla kuNkulunkulu wangempela ukuze umuntu akwazi ukusenza bese buyisela udumo kuyena ngokusenza leso senzo konke kuyisono okwenziwa umuntu elwa noNkulunkulu engayithubile kuNkulunkulu akukho kuhle angakwazi ukwenza uNkulunkulu athokoze abakwazi ukumthokozisa uNkulunkulu abantu abasahlezi ezonweni zabo mangibuyela kulesa sibonelo engangisebenzisa last week se adultery kufana nonkosikazi ohambile ekhaya washiya indoda yakhe ukipitile manje uhleli nenye indoda njengoba ehleli laphayana kwenye indoda ubuye abe unkosikazi omuhle othobekile alethe izinto ngetray athi yebo baba kule ndoda makune ingane ayikhona uyayinakekela uyayithanda ingane usiza ngisho umakhelwane unkosikazi onesizotha okind kodwa yonke into ayenzayo kulowo muzi yamanyala kwindoda yakhe niyasibona isithombe kuyanyanyeka konke noma kukuhle kangakanani ngoba usesimeni sokulwa nalo okufanele ngabe wethembekile kuyena unjalo umuntu ongakholwa emehlweni kaNkulunkulu noma ezama ukuyireforma ayeke utshwala abe sober ayeke ugwaya ngabe sabhema ayeke ukuntshontsha asebenze aze abe usizo kwabanye abantu ayeke ukuthuka inhlamba agqoke kahle abe umuntu ohloniphekile emphakathini ayireforme azenze abe muhle kuyanyanyeka enkosini ngathi ingube eyingcolile ngoba konke kwenziwa ele kude noNkulunkulu akwenzelwa uthando likaNkulunkulu akwenzelwa udumo likaNkulunkulu akanendaba noNkulunkulu uyishiyile indoda yakhe uhlezi ekuphingeni la ekhona zonke izinto noma ingazinhle kanjani zimbi ustakile ezonweni zakhe ba ibalekile le bancwele ukuthi abantu beunderstand ngoba abantu kwesinye isikhathi mawushumayela insindiso bakuzwa sengathi uthi abayeka izono bazama ukuyimprove ababe ngcono akwanele akusoze kwanela awusoze ngawakha amandla ngezakhe ikhwepha ngeyakhe intando ngeyakhe self will uyilungise uze ube muhle uthandeke kuNkulunkulu akwenzeki ukumthokozisa uNkulunkulu umuntu esasesonweni uthi uJeremia ngakusiza ukulivula leli uJeremia ku chapter 13 Testament elidala leli uverse 23 wakhona ubuza umbuzo uJeremia uNkulunkulu ekhuluma ngomlomo womprofeti uJeremia uthi umkhushe waseEthiopia umuntu waseEthiopia angasiguqula yini isikhumba sakhe nengwe amabala ayo na nani ke ningekwenze okuhle nina eniqeqeshelwe enjwayele ukwenza okubi isipikilike lesibancwele ebhokisini lethu lomngcwabo umkhushe umuntu waseEthiopia babaziwa kaIsrayeli ngesikhumba sabe simnyama yashisa lapha eEthiopia amaJuda ayengasijwayele isikhumba simnyama ayebazi ngaso banesikhumba simnyama uyabuza uJeremia into eyayizogqama emehlweni abo ithi uthi noma angangasithandi isikhumba sakhe simnyama umuntu waseEthiopia angakwazi ukusiguqula khona indlela yokuyiguqula senze singabe mnyama isikhumba sakhe ayikho yeke indaba yama plastic surgery ayingabi khona nawo noma umuntu eyenza ubhica njengaphandla angazi kwenziwa kanjani kodwa ama genes egazini lakhe indlela uNkulunkulu aprogramme ngayo icubu zomzimba wakhe ziproducer nje isikhumba simnyama ayikho into angayenza ukuyishintsha leyo nto leyo kunjengengwe uthi nengwe uNkulunkulu uyenze yaba namabala ayikho into engayenza ingwe ukuthi isikhumba sayo siyeke ukuveza amabala uboya bayo mapumila buye ukumila kube nobu brown nobu yellow ayikho into engayenza ingwe idalwe nje kanjalo kuqhamuka egazini lakho ukuthi umzimba wayo ube njalo bese thi nani ke ningekwenza okuhle ningakwazi ukwenza okuhle nina enjwayele ukwenza ukuba impendulo iyafana nendaba yomuntu waseEthiopia nengwe kha kungenzeke umuntu akwazi ukuyiguqulana ngamanye amazwi lento yethu yokona bazalwane akusiyona nje into esifunde emphakathini akusiyona nje into esibone abanye beyenza sathi nathi siyayenza kuyona into esilingwe nje uSathane kuyona salingwa abantu kuyona saphathwa kwabantu ngakho nathi sakhula sababi indalo yethu iqubuka egazini lethu kumuntu wethu ngaphakathi isemphefumulweni nasenhlizweni yethu yinto esingeke sikwazi ukuyiguqula yona indaba yokuba izoni akwenzeki imamba imamba noma ungayiqeqesha kanjani kunopoison oqubuka njengaphakathi emzimbeni wayo oyohlezi ukhona la emazinyweni nayo idalwe kanjalo nomuntu uzalwa enjalo ukuphambana nentando kaNkuluNkulu kwaphula umthetho kaNkuluNkulu yinto ayiyona endalweni yakhe akakwazi ukuyishintsha any more than ingwe ingakwazi ukuyishintsha amabalayo sisitakile bazalwane sisitakile kulento yezono uma uNkulunkulu engakasitakululi nginethemba ukuthi insindiso uzoyibuka ngamanye amehlo emva kokuthi sichaze lezi zinto ubone ukuthi utakululwe obishini olingakanani okwangempela iphuzu lami lesibili noma kuNkulunkulu esesinikeza indlela ethi nansi indlela yokuthi ningasinda na indodana yami izofa endaweni yenu ukuze manikholwa yona zixolelwe izono bese nizalwa kabusha niguqulwe isimo ishintshwe lendalo yenu yokuthanda ukona nibe yidalwa ezintsha noma uNkulunkulu eseyakhele leyo ndlela asifuni asoze sifune asoze siyamkele siyayigolozela ngokwethu futhi kuyohleze kunjalo uma uNkulunkulu engaqali enzokuthile kithina ufuna ukukhombisa ke amavesi asifundisa leyo nto ngicela ubuke oqala kwabase Korinte ku chapter 2 ma sifunde verse 14 wakhona inkinga yokuqala kulento uNkulunkulu asinika yona eyindlela yokusindiswa ukuthi asi understand ngeyethu ingqondo ayizwakali noma kungathunyelwa befundisi ngengqondo yethu yokwenyama asi understand lento lendlela uNkulunkulu azama ukusinika yona ku verse 14 1 Corinthians 2 umuntu wemvelo akakwamkeli okukamoya kaNkulunkulu ngokuba kuwubula kuye futhi angeqonde lokho kuqondisiswa ngokomoya umuntu wemvelo kuchaza umuntu nje uNkulunkulu angakamenzi lutho umuntu ongakazalwa kabusha ongakasindiswa umuntu nje wemvelo njengabanye bonke abanye abantu uthi akakwamkeli okamoya kaNkulunkulu mawuthi umnika izinto ikamoya kaNkulunkulu akazamkeli mawuthi umnikeza izwi likaNkulunkulu umoya ngcwele asibhalela lona ivangeli uthi umchazela iBhayibheli akalamkeli uyamelana nalo inhliziyo yakhe ayivuma ukuyamkela lento lithi leli vesi ngokuba kuwubula kuyena mawuthi uyayichaza lento ayizwakali njengento eyokuhlakanipha ayizwakali njengento eyiqiniso ayizwakali njengento yokuthathwa serious ngathi inganekwane ingathi ihaba labantu abathize iwubula nje kuyena iyameqa emqondweni njengoba thina sisindisiwe siyi-understanda sibona iqiniso kuyona sethuka uma uNkulunkulu esithuse ngesihogo sikholwa uma esikhomba kuJesu siba nethemba uma esinika iy'thembiso kumuntu ongakholwa kuwubula bonke futhi angekuqonde akakwazi ukukuqonda ingqondo yakhe ayivumi uku-understand izinto ikaNkulunkulu ngokuba ingqondo yemvelo lethi leli vesi ziqondisiswa ngokomoya akakabi umuntu wokomoya yena uNkulunkulu akakenzi lutho ukumvusa engqondweni yakhe amnikeze umoya omusha engqondweni yakhe khona ezokwazi uku-understand into ikaNkulunkulu ngokwemvelo umuntu ku-impossible ukuthi a-understand izwi likaNkulunkulu niyayizwa lento bangcwele I'm sure nani senike nayibona ukuzama ukuchaza ivangeli ukuchaza into ikaNkulunkulu kumuntu ongakaphenduki uyaqakeka ukuthi nigejanaphi kodwa nizwani nje usabathe uyachaza lezi zinto ezisobala kuwena zithi nje kuyena nigcine nixabene nigcine nilwe ngoba ingqondo yakhe ivalekile kakuvumi
akuvumi khona
ukuthi azizwe into ikaNkuluNkulu. Uma uya kwabaseKorinte besibili, uPawule ukhomba nesithombe esiwesi salengqondo yomuntu. Uzobona ukuthi konakele yonke into enhlizweni yomuntu nasengqondweni yakhe. KwabaseKorinte besibili chapter 4 uverse 3 uthi uPawule, kepha uma ivangeli lethu lifihlakele kwababhubhayo, abantu abangakholwa, okuyibona uNkulunkulu walelizwe uSathane lo eyiphuphuthekisile ingqondo yabangakholwa ukuze lingakhanyi kubo ivangeli lenkazimulo kaKristu ongumfanekiso kaNkulunkulu. Ivangeli lethu alikho, alisiyona into efihlakele nengaqondakali, kodwa bakhona abantu abangaliqondi elifihlakele kubona. Hayi ngoba lona linzima ukuliqonda, kodwa lifihlakele kulabantu ababhubhayo, abantu abasendleleni eya ekubhujisweni abamelene noNkulunkulu. Ngoba kubona uSathane ubizwa ngoNkulunkulu walelizwe, ngoba uNkulunkulu umnikeza amandla phezu kwezwe, kakhulu phezu kwabantu abangakholwa, uyiphuphuthekisile ingqondo yabo, uyivalile ingqondo. Ngathi umuntu, kukhona abantu abanenkinga yokulala, mhlambe kuyakhanya kumnyama kahle, bafakela ama-blindfolds la ukuze kube mnyama ngempela ukuthi intswi emehlweni akhe. Lithile liveza uSathane ngathi ufake i-blindfold emehlweni engqondo yabo, abakwazi ukubona ukukhanya kwevangeli, abakwazi ukubona inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu kule nto yokuthi indodana yakhe yehla yazofa, yafela izono zabantu, yavuka ukuze uma ukholwa yiyona usindiswe. Ababona ukuhlakanipha kule nto, babona into enhle lapho, bayizwa njengeqiniso. Iyabageja kumnyama kubona akusi uma uchaza lezo zinto, ngoba kune-blindfold efakiwe engqondweni zabo. Abakwazi ukulamukela izwi likaNkulunkulu, ku-impossible kubona. Ingqondo zabo zifiphaziwe, zifile ngokomoya, futhi zifakwe ama-blindfold uSathane. Bona ngokuba bayahluleka, on top of that noSathane uyalekelela ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu lingizwakali kubona. Bastakhile ezonweni zabo, kodwa noma uNkulunkulu eseza ne-breakdown ezobakhipha la bastakhe khona, abavuma ukukhishwa ngoba abayiboni i-breakdown njengento ezobasiza. Ababoni nokuthi bastakhile, kuhlwile ebusweni benkaba. Kuyaye kubekwe kanjalo. URomans chapter 1 awuvule nakhona. Kade sibona manje ukustakha kwengqondo nenhliziyo istakhe kanjalo nayo. KuRomans chapter 1 verse 18, ngokuba intukuthelo kaNkulunkulu yambuliwe, casukile iNkosi, ivele ezulwini intukuthelo. Phezu kwakho konke ukungamesaba uNkulunkulu nokungalungi kwabantu abathiya iqiniso ngokungalungi kwabo. Iqiniso abalamukeli, abakwazi ukuliqonda, abakwazi ukulikholwa, balamukele kunalokho bayalithiya. Ukulithiya kuchaza ukuyicindezela into. Yabona umuntu uyiba nesithombe somuntu, mhlawumbe uhamba nengane, uzama ukuyifihla for any reason. Mhlawumbe nazi igebengu la zifuna ingane, uyivalele kubasikidi thizeni la eceleni kwakhe. Manje ingane lokhu ifuna ukuvele, ilokhu ifuna ukuphuma, ilontuzi ibuka ukuthi kwenzala nobani labakhulumayo, alekho ucindezela ubasikidi. Ubona ingane lokhu izama ukuphusha, lokhu ucindezela ubasikidi. Uyayisapressa, lento kusapressa kuchaza lokho. Uyayicindezela lento ukuze ingaveli. Lithi leli vesi, uNkulunkulu ucasukile emazulwini, ucasukele ukungalungi kwabantu abangamesaba uNkulunkulu, abasapressa iqiniso, bayalicindezela. Malithi liyavela, liyaqhubuka nakunembeza wabo mabelizwa, bayalicindezela, balipress it down. Ayithula nembeza. Vele mina ngisemncane, ayithula nembeza, ngimubi kangako mina, ngiye ngiye esihlukweni kwangempela. Thula nembeza. kuzoba right izulu nami ngiyongena kulona bayalisuppress iqiniso makuthiwa bayizone bazama bathola indlela zokucindezela lokho ngokuthi bona bababa kanjalo makuthiwa kunesikhokho bathola indlela yokucindezela iqiniso ngamanga nangezinto abayixoxela zona iqiniso likaNkuluNkulu bayalicindezela bese uJohn chapter 3 esitshela ukuthi bakwenzelani lokho thani ngikufundele wona uverse 19 Yilesi isehlulelo ukuthi ukukhanya kufikile emhlabeni kodwa abantu bathanda ubumnyama kunokukhanya ngoba imisebenzi yabo imibi ukukhanya kufikile emhlabeni uJesu ufikile qiniso weza nalo kodwa abantu abeze eqinisweni bayalisuppress iqiniso bayalithiya iqiniso abezi kuJesu bayamziba bazama ukumvalela le kude emakhoneni bangavumi unembeza wabo basole bangavumi iqiniso likhulume nabo ngoba bathanda ubumnyama ngoba imisebenzi yabo mibi abantu abezi uNkulunkulu ngoba bathanda izono zabo indalo yabo ayivumi ukuza uNkulunkulu nobungcwele bakhe abakuthanda ubungcwele inhliziyo zabo ziyakuthanda ukonakala abazalelwa kukho bakhula kukhona bakujwayele bayakuthanda kumnandi kubona ngakho bayalivimba iqiniso likaNkuluNkulu ingqondo ayivumi nenhliziyo iyanqaba noma umuntu esenikeziwe i-breakdown yokuphuma ezonweni zakhe ustakile wangempela akakwazi ukuyisiza akuvumi noma esesizwa uyanqaba umuntu ithi ngikufundela amanye amavesi mangiya ngasekuphetheni Johan chapter 10 ubona ingqondo inhliziyo nentando yakhe umuntu kusebenzelana ukulwa nezwi likaNkuluNkulu uJesu ukhuluma nalabantu ababengakholwa la uyena kuverse 25 uthi uJesu wabaphendula wathi nganitshela kodwa angikholwanga uNkulunkulu uqobo lwakhe umphambi kwabo kunezinto abatshela zona abavuma ukuyikholwa lezo zinto imisebenzi engiyenzayo uJesu mayiqhubeka egameni likaBaba yiyona efakaza ngami wenza neyimangaliso uvusa abantu abafile uvula amehlo impumputhe usukumisa ishosha muphulukise yonke inhlobo yezifo udala ngisho ukudla abantu badle basuthe uzuvuka ngisho ethuneni uJesu kade sefile kodwa abavuma ukuyikholwa imisebenzi yakhe uthi uJesu kodwa nina anikholwa ngokuba anisizo izimvu zami nganitshela kodwa nikholwanga imisebenzi engiyenza iyafakaza kodwa nikholwa into eyenza ningakholwa isimo eniyisona anisizona izimvu zami mina ninendalo ngani into eniyiyona inenza ningakwazi ukukholwa yimina mhlawumbe niyimbuzi noma niyimpisi kodwa nizona izimvu zami ukube beniyizimvu zami benizokholwa kunento eniyiyona kune-nature eninayo kunento esenhlizweni yenu esengqondweni zenu ekwintando yenu eyenza kube impossible for nina ukukholwa yimina usho njalo uJesu abakwazi abantu ukuyizela ngokwabo enkosini ithi kunikeza amanye amabili kuTimotheo wesibili sazobuye ngibuyela kuJohane futhi uveza ukuthi abantu bayahluleka ukuphenduka ngokwabo uNkulunkulu engabasizi kuchapter 2 2 Timothy uverse 24 Inceki yenkosi ayifanele ukulwa kodwa ifanele ibe mnene kubo bonke ibe nekhono lokufundisa ibekezele ibayale ngomoya omnene abamelene nayo hleze uNkulunkulu abanike ithuba lokuphenduka baze balivume iqiniso alibekeke kahle iBhayibheli lesizulu laphayana amagama uPaul wabhalayo la awanalo leligama elithi ithuba athi nje hleze uNkulunkulu abanike ukuphenduka uyawuzumehluko akusikhona ukuthi banikwa ithuba ukuze bezokwazi ukuphenduka bona. Lithi hleze uNkulunkulu abanikeza ukuphenduka ngoba abasoze bayiphendukela bona noma banganikwa ithuba, abasoze baphenduka uNkulunkulu engazange abanikeze ukuphenduka. Abasoze balivume iqiniso, abasoze bazehlise, abasoze bayeke ukuthanda imali noma bathanda izono zokocansi noma bathanda utshwala noma bathanda impakamo yabo noma bathanda udumo lwabantu, abasoze bakeke ukuthanda lezi zinto abayithandayo, bavume ukuthi bayizoni, bakholwe uJesu baphenduke ngokwabo. Akusoze kwenzeka, kudinga uNkulunkulu abanikeze njengesipho lento yokuphenduka. Akuvumi kumuntu ukuthi ayiphendukele ngokwakhe, akwenzeki. Otherwise ubengeka kuthi uPawule hleze uNkulunkulu abaniki, awunikwa into onayo nokwazi ukuzenzela yona wena. Kuyisipho ngoba awukwazi ukuzenzela lento yokuphenduka nokuvuma iqiniso. Uma wonke lawo mavesi engacacile, I think leli engizolifunda engizogcina ngalo manje licace ngempela ngaphambi kokuthi ngisummarize. Engigcina ngalo leli point, uJohane chapter 6 uverse 44. Akekho ngeza kimi uma ubaba ongithumileyo engamdonseli kimi. Mina ke ngiyakumvusa ngomhla wokuphela. Uyayizwa leyo nto uJesu ayishoyo? Akekho ongeza kimi uma ubaba ongithumileyo engamdonseli kimi. Noma ngingakunika ivangeli, noma ngingakumema ukuthi woza kuJesu, noma ngingaphila ubungcwele phambi kwakho ngikubekela isibonelo, ngikulethe enkonzweni, noma ngingenzani kuwena, awusoze ukwazi ukuza kuJesu uma ubaba engakudonsi ukuthi uze. Akusoze kuvume. Ayisoze ivume inhliziyo yakho. Ingqondo yakho ayisoze iqonde. Intando yakho ayisoze ithobe. I-nature yakho ayivumi. Awashintsheka amabala esikhumbeni sakho. Akushintsheka ubumnyama besikhumba sakho. Akuvuma kwenzeke, u-understand, ustakile kulento yezono. Umuntu akakwazi ukuyihlenga ngokwakhe. Umuntu akasoze akwazi ukuyitakulula yena enkingeni yesono. Kudinga uNkulunkulu angenelele uma umuntu ezophenduka. Noma ivangeli selishunyayeliwe, ayivumi inhliziyo, ayivumi ingqondo, idinga uNkulunkulu. Akakwazi umuntu ukuza kuJesu ngaphandle kokuthi ubaba amdonse. Amen. Ukusummarize, ngifuna ukusummarize ngo-Ephesians 2. Yila ngigcina khona la. Sesibonile ukuthi sisitakhile ezonweni, asikwazi kumthokozisa uNkulunkulu. Ayikho into esikwazi ukuyenza eyamukelekile kuyena. Ngisho izenzo ezinhle esizenzayo, ngoba zenza sikude noNkulunkulu, sile kuphingeni, ziyanyanyeka kumyeni wethu uNkulunkulu. Akukho esingakwazi ukuyisiza ngakho. Ngisho uNkulunkulu esesidalela indlela yokuthi siphenduke, sidalwe ngokusha. Asivumi, siyenqaba indalo yethu nje, ayivumi. Siyizitha kuNkulunkulu, uyisitha sethu. Sisitakhe okwangempela ezonweni zethu. Si hopeless. Incwadi yabase-Efesu ku-chapter 2 uverse 1 isichaza lesimo njengesimo sokufa ezonweni. Uthi kuverse 1, nanifile ngenxa yeyiphambeko nezono zenu, lezi enanikade nihamba kuzo ngokwendlela yalelizwe, ngokombusi wamandla omkhathi owumoya osebenza kubantwana bokungalaleli. Esasikade sihamba sonke phakathi kwabo eyinkanukweni zenyama yethu eyonakeleyo, senza intando yenyama eyonakeleyo neyemicabango. Sasingabantwana bolaka ngokwemvelo njengabo bonke abanye. Simo sethu lesi singakakholwa, simo sabantu abangakholwa, bafile ngenxa yezono neyiphambeko. Ukufa kuchaza ukuthi ufinished eh ufile ulele lapha phansi awusoze unyakaze awusoze uvuke noma ngingabasa umlilo ishe indawo kuyona uyosha uzungqonqe ube umlotha ngeke usukume ubaleke ufile ayikho into okwazi ukuyisiza ngayo isidumbu kunalokho uya ngokuyubola uba neimpethu unuka unjalo umuntu wemvelo esimweni sakhe sokungakholwa akakwazi ukuyisiza ezweni noma ayeka lesi ungena kulesiyana noma ethi uyayihlanza impilo yakhe ayeke lezono eyibonakala ngaphandle kugcwale ezinye ngaphakathi kugcwala impakamo ayigqaje njengokuthi usengcono kunabanye abantu abe umfarisi noma angeze enkonzweni ajoyine ibandla abe yimemba ayigqaje ngalokho athembele kwimisebenzi yakhe ekhona ebandleni njengabafarisi amathuna amahle ngaphandle agcwele ukubola ngaphakathi ekhona ethempelini likaNkulunkulu umuntu ufile ezonweni zakhe uma uNkulunkulu engamvusi nani nani njalo nanifile eyiphambe kwenzeni uthi lezi nanikade nihamba kuzo ngokwendlela lelizwe emindlela yokuphila yabantu basezweni ngokombuso wamandla omkhathi usathane lowo esibusa ngamandla akhe umoyo osebenza kubantwana bokungalaleli abalaleli izwi likaNkulunkulu sasingalaleli nathi izwi likaNkulunkulu ingqondo yethu ingavumi sasikade sihamba sonke phakathi kwabo eyinkanu kwenze nyama sibuswa ama-desires enhliziyo zethu yifuna izinto eyiphambene nentando kaNkulunkulu iyinkanuko zenyama eyonakele senza intando yenyama i-will yethu ayivumi ukuthi siwile ukuthobela uNkulunkulu we will ukwenza into efunwa yithina nefunwa intando yenyama yethu akuvumi ukuthi sithobe neyemcabanga ingqondo yethu ayivumi ukubona izwi likaNkulunkulu lilungile lihlakaniphile liyinto yokulalelwa iyagoloza ingqondo ay understand sasingabantwana bolaka ngokwemvelo lento iqubuka egazini kumuntu ongaphakathi emoyeni wethu ngokwemvelo yethu nje sinjalo ngqondo iphambene intando iphambene inhliziyo iphambene nezenzo iphambene ama attitude aphambene futhi sifile kuleso simo sinjalo isimo somuntu ngaphambi kokuthi uNkulunkulu afike kuyena uyisoni futhi ustakile ezonweni zakhe uhopeless alikho ithemba nalo and leso simo is the perfect stage for uNkulunkulu ukuthi aqhamuke azoveza inkazimulo yomusa wakhe yabonga lesikhathi ustakile futhi eseqhwanda amasonda aqhwanda kunokuthi aye phambili lokhu kubisha kakhulu kunakuqala isona sikhathi esihle ukuthi i-breakdown ifike izokutakula futhi kubone wonke umuntu ukuthi utakulwe i-breakdown azange uyiphumele ngoba une-engine strong ngoba unamathaya strong ngoba uyi-4x4 uNkulunkulu umthanda umuntu ekuleso simo sokustakha kanjalo ukuze kuvele inkazimulo yakhe nxa esebasindisa abantu kodwa uze kuyibona inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu uma ungazi ukuthi ubustakhe kangakanani nakho kulamasonto azayo soyiveza ke inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu esezostakula kulesimo kodwa ngaphambi kokuthi sibone lokho ngesonto elizayo sazobona ukuthi njengoba sizoni futhi sisitakhile ezonweni sibheke esihogweni futhi kusazoke kuqale kube emnyama ngaphambi kokuthi kukhanye amen asicinelana ke for namhlanje.